Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Nobody seems to give a damn. People walk by and shake their heads. They just don't care who I am. And I happen to see a tap of the trees. Give me some of your sweetness, please. You got something that I need. I'm getting sticky on you, baby. You can tap me anytime. Oh, I'm getting sticky on you, baby. Guitar and follow you around, hoping you'd give me the time of day. Twisting and turning and all throughout the trees, I think I totally lost my way. Hey, you happen to see me tapping the trees? Give me some of your sweetness, please. You got something that I need. I'm getting sticky on you, baby. You can tap me anytime. Getting sticky on you, baby. You can tap me anytime. Oh, I'm getting sticky on you, baby. Oh, won't you please be mine? Well, I finally get the nerve to ask you on a date. Say, that sounds pretty good. You invite me to your pancake breakfast. Like I knew you would. And I happen to see a tap of the trees. Give me some of your sweetness, please. You got something that I need. I'm getting sticky on you, baby. You can tap me anytime. Oh, I'm getting sticky on you, baby. You can tap me anytime. Oh, I'm getting sticky on you, baby.
Well, what a way to kick off Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew tonight as we feature Happy Accident, the new CD by Breakaway, and they are comprised of Virgil Trucker and Jake Breaking, a.k.a. Doug Milloway and Jake Hagedorn. We have more interview coming up after this next song. You know, the only problem with a song like that first one is I lose viewership after something like that, because I can just envision half of my listeners going to take a cold shower after that song. Oof. Good tune. Anyway, here's the song that I thought sounded so 60-ish. It's titled Vindictive by Breakaway. And let's see, you know, just how you, if you agree with me on this. And I'd like to mention also that All Request Thursday, the third Thursday of every month, is kind of going away. But it's not totally bad news. All Request Thursday is now going to be CD release night, and we're going to be featuring CDs fairly recently released on that night. Now, when I say it's not a bad thing, you can still make requests for any of our other shows. We'll be happy to plug songs in. Do want to mention that the first show of every month is all music by the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. So if you make a request, it has to be one of those artists. The second week is totally open. Third week will be totally open, I should say. And it's also our double play or twin spin night. The third Thursday is the CD release. And the fourth Thursday is a theme night. And if there's a fifth Thursday, it's wacky music night. So anyway, that's the way it goes. We'll take requests on almost any show. Here's Vindictive. Bye. Breakaway. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. Breakaway with Vindictive. Isn't that cool? There's a little skipping in there. I deeply apologize about that. My hard drive gets pushed to the limit sometimes. And we are a public radio station, and we always appreciate contributions so we can buy better equipment once in a while. Terribly sorry, Jake and Doug. I know you're listening, and I appreciate it. Thank you. And next, we're going to continue with the interview with Breakaway that we conducted this week.
We actually don't have any breakaway gigs for a while. We've been kind of concentrating on the four piece, and we have several of those shows coming up. The next one after the Underground Music Cafe is at Carlos Creek Winery, which is kind of an interesting environment for us to play. We really like it there.
Do either of you do solo gigs?
No, not really. I haven't probably done a solo gig in 2 years. I've just got too many other projects with other people I'd rather be doing. So,
yeah. This is Jake talking?
Yeah, this is Jake talking, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to hear me do a solo gig, I guarantee you.
I don't know.
I don't do a solo gig.
Doug, the joke is that I only sing when they let me sing, but, you know, then they say that they don't really let me sing. I just do it anyway.
Of course, I had the pleasure of meeting Doug in person at the Arts Fair in Fergus Falls this summer and hearing him play, and that was just a whole lot of fun.
It was fun, yep.
Yeah, we're going to have to get together again sometime soon. Well, this is a wonderful opportunity to be playing your CD throughout the evening, to have heard some comments on the songs. I was listening. Which song is it? It's Crying in the Rain. It has the name Jenny in it, right?
Yeah.
Now, is Jenny going to have a reoccur in future songs, as Sarah did with Daryl Hall?
That's a good question.
It could always happen.
You know, it's interesting because people do ask, you know, what are the inspirations for the songs and so forth. And one of the things that I've learned, and I just did this the other day with a song that when I was working with Greg Sanders, who, as you know, is part of the Gackle Trucker Band that I work with too. And I wrote a song, but I noticed it in the first verse, it just said she, and I said, no, you learn. You got to give the songs a kind of a personality, and so we put a name in there instead, and it made the song a lot stronger. And I think that happens. Therein lies one of the tips that I kind of picked up from Jake too, because he'll point that out. You're using too many pronouns. You're not really talking about a person. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, you have a song, Mother Teresa, about the barista. And, of course, you're using names in there. You not only mention Teresa, but she is supplanted by Joan of Arc later in the song.
I was just going to say, yeah, Mother Teresa. It's funny because Doug had written that song initially, and then I added the Joan of Arc character to the third verse when I did a rewrite on it. So it's kind of a fun song.
That one features Jake. I'm sorry. I was going to say that one features Jake's soloing of the espresso machine, by the way.
That's right.
And another song, Patient Lee, is split into two words. Is that also based on a female character?
No, I would say that's more of a male character that's become too obsessed with somebody, and so he's become kind of a stalker, actually. He's kind of a mental patient, actually, if you listen closely. Yeah.
Sure. Another song on the CD that just is really difficult not to like is Happy Accident. Can you tell us?
And that is based on a true story. A friend of mine in high school was driving home from wherever, but a party, and he, let's say he was a little inebriated. And so he was driving along, and the road turned, but he didn't. And so he ended up in some person's front yard and ran into a tree. Of course, made a big ruckus and a lot of noise, and people from the house come running out, and the dad was asking if everything was okay, and mom was checking him out, and then the daughter was standing there too. And within a week, he was dating the daughter. And this happened. It was really like a really true story. And so I said, well, there's got to be a song in that. So that was the birth of that particular song. And then Jake took it to another level.
How serendipitous. Well, I was just speaking with our station manager earlier today, Mark Johnson, and I said it would be really nice to use some legacy money to bring either Breakaway or Broken Fiddle up here to Thief River Falls to perform this summer.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah, we're always game.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep you posted on that. Well, we're going to do a song now by Brother Sun and Sister Moon. We debuted them last week here on Minnesota Homebrew. Here's a tune titled Blues You Can't Cure. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew on Pioneer 90.1.
Body's hot, mind is racing, overwhelmed by the things I'm facing. Ups and downs and ins and outs, threatening eyes look all about. Taking chances against the odds, crying out to the gods. One thing's for certain, one thing's for sure, I got the blues you can't cure. I got the blues that you can't cure. Curly hair, smile so white, still see her dance in neon light. Sultry ways remove all doubt of innocence she left out. Things may be different on the other side, but I'm still broken and I can't hide. She left this world with it. One thing's for sure, she left blues you can't kill. She left the blues you can't cure. I got the blues.
Brother Sun Sister Moon, comprised of Dave Lambert and Donna Dahl. Donna is a cousin to my very, very good friend and fellow musician Bruce Bjork from St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. And we'd like to say hi to Bob Muscovitz, who's listening tonight down there in Hackensack, Minnesota, a man who has been a true fan of Minnesota Homebrew for the entire 2.5 years that we've been doing this. And we do feature a lot of songs on the show by members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, because that's written into our legacy grant as our main source of music. But as I said, that's the first Thursday of every month. Second Thursday is Twin Spin Night. Third Thursday is now going to be dedicated to recently released CDs, and I'm working on Wayne Hamilton's new CD for Thursday, January 15th. And fourth Thursday is theme night, and if there's a fifth Thursday, it's crazy, wacky, bent, off-the-wall music here on Minnesota Homebrew. Well, we're going to get back to Breakaway's new CD, Happy Accident, and here's a tune titled Mother Teresa.
That takes a loose Teresa, but she called herself Teresa. Raking tips, pouring drinks for Teresa's. I fell in love with my coffee shop barista. Didn't take long for me to discover my dear barista fell in love with my brother. They got married, had a kid, now she's a mother. My dear old brother stole my coffee shop lover. Mother Teresa, my lovely barista.
Great song. So tuneful all these songs are. I just love it. Very seldom. I get pretty bored when I listen to a lot of music, and I was just delighted to hear so much melody in these songs. Jake and Doug, thank you. Thank you for giving us that CD.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yes, we talk about beer here on Minnesota Homebrew. And boy, am I going to have fun tomorrow, because I'm going with Andy and his brother Chuck from Omaha, who just came up today. And we're going down to Bemidji, and we're going to check out the Bemidji Brewing Company and probably bring home a few growlers of beer. For you don't know what a growler is, it's a half-gallon jug filled with your favorite libation. But here's the weird beer news for today. Dock Street Brewing Company in Philadelphia. Lately, it's less about the booze and more about the brains, as in brains, the surprising new ingredient for a zombie-themed beer. Yes, brewed in honor of The Walking Dead, a post-apocalyptic zombie show on AMC, the beer, named Walker, uses smoked goat brains. Smoked goat brains to add what the brewers say are intriguing, subtle smoke notes. Lest the drinker forget they're imbibing brains, brewers also pitched cranberries to the brew for a color that's described as sinister and bloody. Dock Street Brewing Company's Walker, a beer brewed with smoked goat brains. There you've heard it all. Well, here's Doug and Jake again. The song titled Should Have Known Better.
like to be a fly, buzz your ears and drive you crazy. 'Cause that's what you deserve for dumping me. Any thought of love for you is getting hazy. I should have known better, obviously.
Melodic tune. Should have known better. By Breakaway, which is Doug Millaway, who is in the sunset years of his working life, and he is the president of Avon Area Arts, which you can find at avonareaarts.org. He's been writing and recording music since the early days of home recording. Started off using a Tascam four-track recorder synced to an Atari 1040 ST computer. And, of course, his latest project is with Jake Hagedorn as Breakaway. And Jake is a singing postal worker. And Jake's also about 30 years younger than Doug. But Doug's going to explain in our next interview that that really doesn't matter that much. Not at all. But before that interview, we're going to do a Weather Girl, which is has some great metaphors in it. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. snow on the cold, cold ground. Things heat up, and suddenly you're nowhere to be found. Your love is like a storm in the middle of the night. Things are darkest, I am left searching for the light. Your love is like a storm in the middle of the night. Things start twisting and turning, I have to hang on tight. You're a weather girl, you're a weather girl. Whether or not you choose to stay, changes day to day. Your forecast may not be sunny, oh, maybe this time I am wrong. Oh, weather girl, you feel the storm coming on. Like the rain falling in the ocean blue, thunder, lightning, wind and wave, nothing much gets to you. My love is like the rain falling in the ocean blue. Things get rough, I try to fight, but what's a boy to do? You're a weather girl, you're a weather girl. Whether or not you choose to stay, changes day to day. Your forecast may not be sunny, oh, maybe this time I am. Your love is like a hurricane ripping right through the land. Ain't no telling where it's gone. There ain't no great big plan. Your love is like a hurricane ripping right through the land. But in the eye of the storm, do you still need this man? 'Cause you're a weather girl, you're my weather girl. Whether or not you choose to stay, changes day to day. Your forecast may not be sunny, oh, maybe this time I am wrong. Oh, weather girl, you feel a storm coming on.
I know that on Minnesota Homebrew, we very often play songs by all of the incarnations, except I don't have anything by Broken Fiddle, but by Breakaway. And then, of course, Doug, along with Greg Sanders, is the Gackle Trucker Band. And I've passed that sign out on Highway 94, out on the way to Bismarck, where it says Cleveland and Gackle on the sign, right?
Yep.
And then, of course, who knows what the future is going to hold for you guys. We just wish you the very best. And Jake, I got to say it. I've been performing in rock and roll bands for, this is my 50th year as a performing musician.
Wow. Yeah.
You have one hell of a voice. So high, so clear.
Thank you,
bro. Yeah. Wow. You just blow me away.
This is why he's the lead vocalist and not this, in this group, and also at Broken Fiddle. And then on the production CD, yeah, he does all the leads and the background vocals. I don't think on this CD, Jake, I don't think I have anything. I think
actually, I don't. No, you don't. No.
Yeah, but so, you'd be lost without each other, right?
It's a good combination. It works well. You know, it's always interesting because, and I say this a lot. You know, I mean, I'm 63. I was 63 on Saturday, and Jake's about half my age. Maybe a little more than half, but. You know, I always say that the age difference doesn't matter. It just simply doesn't matter because we're not communicating along those lines. We're communicating along the lines of music, and we just kind of get it in that regard. So I think that it's a good combination.
Well, I'm really grateful that Jake came into your studio. How many years ago was it? About a dozen?
Three, actually. Yeah, only about 3 years.
Only about three, okay.
Yeah, we've lived in the same area for about a day.
That was fortuitous, though, that you two met and you're working together, and Minnesota Homebrew is the lucky recipient of all that beautiful music. So I want to thank you, guys. Yep, want to thank you for joining me today, and wish you nothing but the best. And I know as a performing musician, I'd love to get together with you guys someday. And, Doug, I'm listening to your songs, trying to figure out which one I want to put on your CD.
Yeah, and I am getting close on my Other Voices CD, and you know, I've still got to call out there for a couple if anybody's interested. But that's really turned out to be a very fun project.
We're whetting the listeners' appetite. Could you tell us a little bit about that project?
Oh, sure. The project is simply that where I have a number of songs that I've written over the years that, you know, I know that my vocal talents aren't the best, so I'm reaching out to other people and asking them to come in and do a vocal track or to rearrange the song or do whatever they want with the song that I've written. And I've gotten quite a few different people. And it ranges from Lisa DiGiuseppe, who took the basic arrangement we had on one song, didn't change it much, to somebody like Chris Lam, who took the song and almost rewrote it. Used the same lyrics, but completely changed the song in terms of the sound and the arrangement. And I'm okay with either of those things. I just have so much fun listening to what other people think about the music and how they would express themselves with it. So it's fun.
Well, we've played both Chris, the singing brewmaster, and Lisa's music here on Minnesota Homebrew, and we have you to thank for that, too.
I enjoy working with those people, so it's a good time.
Well, keep mentoring those folks and keep working together, guys, and we'll continue to play your fine music on Minnesota Homebrew, and we always look forward to anything new from you.
Sounds great, Carl. Thanks a lot.
Okay,
love
great.
I want to comment to your listeners that you perform just an amazing service to the musicians throughout the state of Minnesota. You are so supportive of individuals who I would classify as being emerging artists as well as those that are polished. And, you know, we need more exposure like that. It's very important for us to reach out and to help each other out. And you do an excellent job of that.
Well, thank you. I'm humbled. My motto is, you send it, I'll play it. I don't think any radio show has that as a motto. And I'm blessed by all you guys. Thanks again for calling in, and we'll be talking with you soon.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay.
Thanks, Carl. Yep.
Bye, Doug. Bye, Jake.
Bye-bye.
Once again, that was Jake Hagedorn and Doug Milloway from Breakaway. Their new CD, Happy Accident, can be found on iTunes. Just search for Breakaway, one word, and we'll post the link on our Minnesota Homebrew Music Show Facebook page. That voice sounds familiar. Oh, that's right. It's me. Well, I'm back live here from the studios of Pioneer 90.1, and I got a Facebook post the other day from Nigel Egg with this little ditty on it. This guy thinks just like I do. I guess bent minds think alike here. Tune titled Happy Whatever. It's short, but it's sweet.
Happy, 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 whatever. Whatever special day you celebrate. Party, party, party together. It's your lucky, lucky, lucky day. We don't really need to know the details. Doesn't matter if it isn't true. Whatever your name, we're really glad you came. Happy whatever to you. Happy whatever to you. Happy whatever.
Yes, the generic congratulatory tune by Nigel Egg. Well, we're back to Breakaway's CD here. Up next is a tune titled, actually, it's the very last tune on the CD. It's titled Time is a Bandit. It's a great rocker, and then we're going to finish out the hour with some tunes by some other artists. Here's Happy. Nigel, you cracked me up. Time is a Bandit by Breakaway.
Some of us none at all. Some of us have
Happy Accident by Breakaway. We posted a link to find them on iTunes, and that's proof positive that you don't have to be in a multi-million dollar studio to record an awesome CD that's done right there in Avon, Minnesota by Mr. Doug Milloway. Well, we're going to close the hour out with three gems by some various artists. Here's Deb Harley with a tune titled Home.
Go home right now, today. I wanted to feel the way it used to be. Life seemed easier back then for me. I wanna go home and see my mama's face, meet my old friends at our favorite place. I don't need it fancy, but familiar would do. Don't you ever get this feeling too? The food is better, same old sweater mama's worn for years. How do I know her? Oh yes, that's Mrs. Thompson. I remember long ago, she dried my childhood tears. I wanna go home and find myself. Sure, I can find me on the shelf, the one with the picture of my family, and everyone is smiling down on me. I wanna go home where everything is real. It can't be replaced by some other town's name. I wanna be home right now, today. I wanted to feel the way.
Smooth. Well, what would a night be without a tune by Bob? Here's Dancing on the Moon by Mr. Muscovitz. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew from Pioneer 90.1 in beautiful Thief River Falls.
On the corner of the street, where people gather round to meet, to share the beauty and the treat of music with the beat. Some folks happy, some folks sad. When they come, they shake the bat together. They're all feeling glad, making life complete. Everybody's dancing on the moon. Everybody's flying high above. Everybody's on a honeymoon. Everybody's singing songs of love. Food and drink for all to share. The rhythm seems to fill the air and takes away the lone despair. Lifts you off your feet. Everybody makes a friend. They talk and laugh and don't pretend. Sharing moments till it ends. The music of the street. Everybody's dancing on the moon. Everybody's flying high above. Everybody's on a honeymoon. Everybody's singing songs of love. Precious moments as they gather round. Joy and pleasure, food and drink and sound. All together, flowers all in bloom. What a treasure, dancing on the moon. Let the music come within. Greet the neighbors and their kin. That's how peace and love begins. On the corner of the street, everybody's dancing on the moon. Everybody's flying high above. Everybody's on a honeymoon. Everybody's singing songs of love. Everybody's dancing on the moon. Everybody's flying high above. Everybody's on a honeymoon. Everybody's singing songs of love. Everybody's dancing on the moon. Everybody's flying high above. Everybody's on a honeymoon. Everybody's singing songs of love.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's Mr. Bob Muscovitz. A very familiar voice here on Minnesota Homebrew. If I could just talk him out of retirement. We're going to play a new tune here by a group that's been around a while, but they're a new group to Minnesota Homebrew. They're called the River Town Rats, and they feature Pete Rivard, a fellow I know from down the city's way. He's a friend of Captain Carl's, and we'll tell you more about the group in coming weeks, but we're going to do a tune here titled, drum roll please, Blue Sundress, and that's the title song off the CD.
She sat alone at a cafe table in a skinny strap blue sundress. Brown hair flowed over golden shoulders. Everybody, I must confess, the most love-struck boy in the room was me. And that goes the same forever since. Were we meant to be when she took her seat? Or was it coincidence? Or was it the backbeat on wire and wood and the rhythm of an old squeeze box? Was she looking for something good? Out in pursuit of a happiness, a turning people's head in her blue sundress.
us down to the Jersey shore, to the beach at Barnegat Light. Her skin was the color of sun on sand, and mine was a paper white. She bronzed up nice by afternoon and watched me turn stop sign red. She said, let's go dancing and have some fun. Soon as I recover, I said she was here in the backseat on wire road at the rhythm of an old squeeze box. She was looking for something good to happen to us. I was a sunburned mess, and she was a goddess in a blue sun dress. Back and she held me tight and said, now it's a me and you. I wiped the tears running down my face and said, let's go have a few. Now there's a moral here in this song, and I don't mean to boast, but don't you leave that lady sitting by herself, for he who hesitates is toast. And you'll never hear the backbeat on wire and wood and the rhythm of an old sweet spot. If you're looking for something good to happen tonight, you better do your best, comes a woman in a blue sun dress. You'll never hear the backbeat on wire and wood and the rhythm an old squeeze box. Looking for something good to happen tonight, you better do your best, cause here comes a woman in a blue sundress.
Well, that's all the time we have for tonight. We want to thank you for listening to our CD release show featuring Breakaway by... featuring Happy Accident by Breakaway. Oh, it's been an intense 2 hours. Stay tuned for the Burns program, and we'll see you again next Thursday night at 7 p.m. here on Pioneer 90.1.